And this is CPR News. I'm Haley May. The Colorado Senate has approved a bill that would allow people to sue immigration officers in state court for constitutional rights violations. Lucas Brady Woods reports for the Colorado Capital News Alliance. It's part of Democrats' efforts to protect against what they see as federal overreach.
During debate on the Senate floor, the bill's sponsors cited recent violence in Minneapolis, where federal agents shot and killed two American citizens. Senator Mike Weissman of Aurora says the bill would give Coloradans a way to hold officers accountable.
There was talk up here of lawsuits and lawyers. Yeah, this is a bill to let people, if their rights are violated, file a lawsuit, because that's how you enforce your rights in this country.
Republicans oppose the bill, with some defending immigration officers. It passed the Senate along party lines and now moves to the House. Lawmakers are also considering bills that would set new rules for how immigration authorities operate in Colorado and how local law enforcement works with them.
That was Lucas Brady Woods for the Colorado Capital News Alliance. Denver City Council members expressed concerns about drug and mental health treatment spending following a critical city audit last week. CPR investigative reporter Ben Marcus has more.
The audit followed a CPR News investigation into Caring for Denver, a nonprofit that's fully funded by city tax dollars. The unique setup allows it to avoid a lot of routine public oversight. Councilmember Jamie Torres said at a committee meeting on Wednesday that she had discomfort about that structure.
But when your sole source is tax dollars, sales tax dollars that we've collected, that we've transmitted to you, in my eyes, it creates a different kind of relationship. I wasn't put at ease with some of the responses to the auditor's findings.
Caring for Denver disagreed with many of the auditor's recommendations related to things like due diligence of grantees. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
Strong winds and dry conditions continue to increase fire danger in Metro Denver today. Snow overnight in the high country.